This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
True crime is one of those genres that has just taken off so much of late. I think of all of the podcasts, documentary series, the TV shows dramatising some of the iconic cases. You think Dr. Death or even American Crime Story, those sorts of things. The new Disney Plus series, Only Murders in the Building, is about the fans of true crime.
Tim Kono's death has been ruled a homicide, and apparently one of you did it.
I can't stop thinking about this.
Neither can I.
We should do our own true crime podcast.
We're going to go down there and look around for clues. You want to come?
Sounds like an afternoon.
Russ from Real Dialogue has watched a bit of it for us. Good to have you.
Well, this should be really fun doing a TV series.
Exactly. And I will say, these are our 3-episode reviews, because as much as I know, Russ, you love us, I'm not going to get you to watch entire series to review for us. We do 3 episodes at a time. We see what you think of it from there, and everyone can be the own judge after episode 3. But this series, Only Murders in the Building, what is it about so far? Why does it have that heading?
Yep. So it's occurring in New York City in this kind of really upscale condominium building that there's these 3 strangers who really are fascinated with a true crime podcast. And then all of a sudden they're thrown together in a situation where there's been a murder in the building. And so the characters are played by Steven Martin, Martin Short, and also Selena Gomez. And they all of a sudden decide that they want to figure out exactly how this murder occurred. And what they're going to end up doing is end up making a podcast themselves, which is called Only Murders in the Building. And it is hilarious as well as intriguing. And it is interesting because it's not episodic, meaning that everything wraps up at the end of each episode. So there's always a twist that takes you to the next level.
That cast is quite a unique combination. Do you feel like they work well together?
You know what? For those of you who might know it, but Steven Martin and Martin Short, they have been doing comedy together for years. I mean, with Three Amigos and also Father of the Bride. But also, they've been doing stand up together in a live show over the past few years. And so they are fantastic together. They play off each other exceptionally well. Then they throw in Selena Gomez into this. Was really quite an interesting, and I think actually really creative way to be able to kind of make it, one, kind of bridging the generations, as it were, but then on top of it, I mean, adding a female voice into the whole mix, too. Interestingly enough, she really adds something to this, and I think that the trio really work well together.
Because a lot of people may know Selena as a singer, but then she's an executive producer in this. She does have good acting chops, so hopefully, you know, breaking down maybe some of those assumptions people might have of a pop star.
Yeah, you know what? Well, then on top of it, they've got all these great, like, little kind of acting kind of duos that are kind of coming in. So you've got like Nathan Lane, you got Amy Ryan, and even Sting who end up showing up in this in all of these episodes.
So it does sound like quite a fun watch, but it does deal with a kind of grisly premise, although they do take a comic approach to this. People's love of true crime and just getting into the who's, why's, what's of these sorts of stories, I suppose. What does the show have to say so far about our fascination with true crime?
You know what? I find that it's fascinating. I think it's probably worth bringing up that this is a TV show that's for mature adults. I mean, because the language and also some of the content definitely kind of is on the more mature side. So just kind of make sure everybody's aware as you're listening in. Even though it is on Disney Plus, it definitely kind of is definitely more for the more mature audience. But with it, it really does kind of show you that we really love these things. We love kind of the reality television, kind of get in this cottage industry, and also even kind of the real podcasts that are out there. It's a whole new kind of world that we're dealing with. And I found it fascinating for me within all of this that what it really shows is our need for human connection in so many different ways, that all these people actually knew each other by face in this building, but yet they didn't really know one another until a tragedy occurs. And so then all of a sudden this kind of draws us into seeing that we're better together, but also how much do we really know our neighbors? And I think that that's kind of goes into the reality element of it, too, is that we kind of want that voyeuristic kind of looking in. But actually, when we're all of a sudden confronted with the realities, these are real people going through real things. I think that it really kind of adds a whole other nuance that really makes this show special.
And you've mentioned that there's twists with each episode. It doesn't, you know, finish things nicely after each episode. So you do have to continue watching. And we've stressed as well, this is a 3-episode review. So you haven't watched the entire series. We don't know how it ends. We don't expect you to watch hours upon hours of TV for us. But at this point, where do you think Only Murders in the Building is going to go?
You know what? This is a really interesting question, because I do. We found it. It's hilarious. It's really fun. It does deal with some serious elements. And I think that it's definitely going to, they're going to find out who the murderer is. I think by the end, they'll be able to find out who it is. But I think what they're really doing is they're trying to set up maybe a bit of a future show, too. I think that this is going to kind of continue on, because there's so many opportunities. I think what they're doing is they're introducing all these great characters. I'm really hard-pressed to think that they're going to kind of leave this with just one-off. But we'll see how it goes. But I think that they'll definitely kind of get there in the end. But I have a feeling they're going to end up becoming like a detective agency or a podcast.
Yeah, interesting. You better hope they find the murderer by the end, or you would be so dissatisfied that you had done this whole journey. But maybe a spin-off podcast, that could be in the mix as well. But Russ, thank you so much for chatting with us about Only Murders in the Building. It is on Disney Plus. Russ, thank you.
Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.